You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Pete Servold, Executive Vice President of U.S. Operations at Church's Chicken, one of the largest fried chicken restaurant chains in the world. Mr. Servold, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's great to be here. Appreciate you inviting me.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and thanks for your time as well. So, you recently announced the addition of a new large franchisee to your system. What set this franchisee apart?
Well, I'll tell you, Eric, this group that we brought in has quite a bit of experience running large organizations. The lead, Steve Weiborg, was the head of North America for Burger King and has a lot of experience as not only a franchisor but a franchisee. And brought together a great group of folks with similar experience. In addition to that, they're well capitalized, which sets them up to be able to reinvest into the brand, which is critical to our success. So we're very fortunate to have this group join us and bring along all their experience. And they really share a lot of the same values that we have in terms of having a running a business with integrity. So we're very fortunate to have them and excited to be able to grow with them.
Yeah, no doubt there. Now, where do you see the brand expanding in the future, and what type of franchise candidates are you the most interested in?
Well, I'll tell you, even though we have been around for 65 years serving great chicken around the world, we still have quite a bit of green space in the South, all the way from California to Virginia, the Carolinas. There's just so many opportunities for us to grow, and so we have opportunities for our franchise candidates really across the country. And due to some of our recent success and bringing in experienced franchisees, it's attracted other franchisees. So we're really looking to do more of that, bring in folks that have the experience and the business acumen to be able to handle growing at the rate that we're looking to go. So, and I'll tell you that we're going to open about four times more restaurants this year than we did last year. And we're going to continue to multiply that as we bring in experienced franchisees.
Also, franchising has long been viewed as the way to live the American dream, as a way for families and individuals to accumulate wealth with a proven system. What sets the Church's brand apart from other restaurant concepts that are attracting franchising interest?
Well, I'll tell you, we have probably our biggest advantage is that we have a product that's been successful for over 65 years, as I mentioned before, and the fact that our product is we consider to be the best in the industry is really a competitive advantage. And when you have that kind of advantage in our great fried chicken, our honey butter biscuits, we offer 10 different sides, baked mac and cheese and okra are two of the our favorites with our guests. And having that as a competitive advantage, and then a kind of a what would be considered a lower entry level in terms of price. So our building one of our freestanding buildings is not as expensive as it is with some of the our competitors. And so a family that's worked hard to save up their money is interested in getting out on their own and owning their own business. This is a very attractive brand for that type of individual, and there's a lot of those folks out there. So we have them when they're interested in coming to churches. We have them meet with some of our long-term franchisees, and when they hear the stories of the how they got started and had saved up money working hard at their career and then decided to join the Church's brand, what a great experience has been for them.
And that's a fantastic report there today. We're joined by Mr. Pete Servold, the Executive Vice President of U.S. Operations at Church's Chicken, one of the largest fried chicken restaurant chains in the world here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Franchise Channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Servold, what is your goals for expanding Church's Chicken?
Well, first and foremost, we want to make sure that we're operating great restaurants and meeting the needs of our guests. And you know, those needs are changing as we speak. Probably one of the most significant is delivery. Folks are, you know, tending to eat more at home these days, but not necessarily cooking more. So there's been a demand that's been growing, I would say, over the last 3 years to have delivery, and I'll tell you that, you know, we have a great advantage with our product in that it travels really well. So we are entering this month into a delivery test, and we know that and expect that that's going to be very successful as other QSRs and other casual dining restaurants have been successful with delivery. You know, we're going to join in on that. We've been studying it very carefully because we want to make sure that it's not only good for our guests, but also for our franchisees as we move into that. So we're going to use that platform to expand our volume. And as I mentioned earlier, we're also going to build more restaurants in those markets where we're underpenetrated. So we really feel that we're setting ourselves up for a great run here and looking forward to doing that with the great franchisees that we have today and the hopefully the ones we're going to be attracting over the next few years.
Yeah, certainly a lot to look forward to in those regards. Lastly, Church's Chicken has been around for 65 years. That's quite a legacy. How does a brand like yours continually reinvent itself to be relevant for a new generation of consumers?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm, you know, very proud to be part of this legacy. I've worked for Church's for over 5 years altogether, and really glad to be a part of this. And I know there's generations, many generations before, and there's more to come after. And we really feel that the best way to be relevant is to make sure that the image of the restaurant, the physical image, is contemporary. You know, we want our guests and our employees to feel proud to be in the space that we're in. So, you know, that's probably one of the big things we're doing to make sure that we continue the legacy that's been there, as well as making sure that our menu is innovative and that we come out with products that are successful. We recently, you know, this month ran a Megabytes promotion, and I would tell you that we're almost twice as successful as we projected it to be. So it's those kind of menu innovations, you know, having a great taste, and then also delivering, you know, what is the core business, and that's our bone-in chicken, making sure that that's just perfect for every guest. So we feel like we have a lot of room to grow here, and very excited to, with our current success as well as the future success that we're going to have as we continue the legacy that was started by George Church back, you know, 65 years ago. So very excited.
And with reason, and certainly a fantastic franchise opportunity to be involved with globally. And if you would, tell our listeners where they can get further information about Church's Chicken online.
Well, they can log into churches.com and find out lots of information about our current promotions, our products, as well as if those folks that might be interested in franchising, they can get all the information they need to get started on that website. So we'll try to make it, you know, very easy for folks to find out all about us, both locally and then also as a brand across the U.S. and around the world.
Well, Mr. Servold, continued success to you and the company, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate you inviting me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Pete Servold, the Executive Vice President of U.S. Operations at Church's Chicken, one of the largest fried chicken restaurant chains in the world. And for further details, simply visit churches.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.